Well, put it this way, Miles, I was interested to see. Both teams had had a poor start to the season. Neither of them had a victory. Letterkenny had two sort of narrow defeats, but then they had two very heavy defeats. And I was interested to see just how they would perform. And I was the referee actually kicked off slightly early, and I was sort of waiting in the car to do my report. But as I got out of the car, the next thing I saw was that Donegal had scored under the post straight from the kickoff. Letterkenny fielded the ball. A poor clearance was charged down, and the number 8, Brogan, he picked it up and under the post converted. So that was 7-0 before really that the Letterkenny boys realised that the game had started. But to be fair, they put that behind them and they come back well, and that by half time they were leading by 21 points to 10. And the second score certainly was a tremendous one. They got a 15-metre line-out and they rolled it very, very professionally. Oh, everybody in cohesion, and it was Michael Foy, the wing forward, who got over. And then just before half-time, there was a great break by Brian McGinley, the full-back, who scored two tries yesterday and made one. He's a tremendous, absolute broken field runner, and he just went left, right and centre, as they say, and he fed a big Ben Mortimer, and he finished off at the post. So 21-10 at half-time, and the Dave Gallagher Gowan team were in very good spirits, and then they scored another three tries in the second half to eventually run away with a 45-10 result. That gives them, with the bonus point, gives them 5 points, gets them off the table and gets them started. And they had probably as good a side out yesterday, I'm told, and certainly a lot of young guys making their way. And I was very impressed with the forwards yesterday. The back line did well too, and they've got a few newcomers in, and they certainly seem to have made a difference. But it'll be to see just how they can build on that, but certainly you couldn't ask for more yesterday. It's a good game to watch. But I think it was the cohesion of the forwards, especially scrum and line-out, which was very good, and the back certainly used the ball well. But McGinley at full-back is an absolute gem. I mean, he scored an individual score that would have graced any team. He got the ball about 60 metres out. He went left, he went right, and all of a sudden it was like Casilla Galilee. It just opened up, and he was straight in under the post and dived in. Absolutely superb, you know, and just one of those natural players that seems to saw an opening and took it.
What's the Championship 3 standard like in general from your observation of the game yesterday?
Well, I mean, they were set, and I've also seen Stabán playing Miles as well. And I mean, Stabán this year have got a very, very useful side, although they lost out yesterday narrowly to
Dunedin,
20 points to 13. But I mean, they were very impressive as well. Paul O'Kane, former Lima Valley coach, is now there and has done a great job. And the other thing from Stabán's point of view, which they'll be very happy about, they're putting out two regular sides. They beat Ballyshannon yesterday 29-20 and the Rugby Regional West. And they now top that there with four wins out of four. So, you know, from a point of view of Stabán, with their second team doing so well, and apparently they're getting great turnouts at training, it can only help. But it's a very, very good... I mean, I've said to a lot of people in Derry at times, if there's no game at Judges Road, you should go to one of these games, because honestly, I'll tell you what, Miles, you hear me, I've said it to you over the last 20 years, it's what I call it, hit is rugby. These guys are not being paid, these guys are doing this for enjoyment, and they're getting hurt at times, but they still enjoy it. And, you know, the enthusiasm it was shown, I think it's great.
Let's move up to, you mentioned the other score there, Dunedin 20, Stabán 13. Let's go up to Rugby Championship 2, Limavady 12, UCC Coleraine 13, Limavady there or thereabouts, but just pipped by a point.
Yeah, but they've had a poor start to the season. I've been disappointed with the results. Now, I haven't seen them yet this year, but last year, you know, they were building strongly and they finished third in that league. But I think that's their third defeat at the moment in that league, and I would have expected them to beat the UUC, who, yes, could be a useful side, but I mean, they're only back in college, and I'm sure they hadn't much chance to train too much, and I think it's only their second game, because obviously they only met at the end of September. But no, disappointing from their point of view, Miles.
And going to Championship 1, Portadown 23, Coleraine 21.
Again, Coleraine, we're hoping this year in that league to do well, but Portadown, of course, a former senior club, and I suppose they still have ambitions to try and get back up again. You know, when they look around and they see Bangor there, now they see Oma in that league, you know, they'll want to try at least win that league to get into the All-Ireland Junior Playoffs and see what they can do. But Coleraine again, that's, I think that's their second defeat, and they've had a draw. So, you know, when you drop that number of points early in the season, Miles, it's very, very hard to catch up, especially in that league, which is Enniskillen, Ballyclare, Carrickfergus, all very, very good teams, along with Enstonians.
You mentioned the Rugby Regional West, Strabane defeating Ballyshannon 29-20, and his own went to Cookstown in 118-11.
He did, and they're unbeaten at the moment. I think that's the second game they've played at the moment. They dropped down into that Rugby Regional West, which I think, as I said earlier in the season, I think it's good for them because, you know, they were playing in that Junior 5, and that could have meant going to places like Newry and Ballinahinch at times, and then there was a lot of games called off. Whereas this Rugby Regional West, I mean, it's all within the sort of a radius of about 60 miles or so, and it's great for them. And the fact is, you get them, you know, when you're getting regular games, you can keep the players interested. But, you know, if you have two or three cry-offs, players then who have only started the game tend to sort of lose a bit of interest.
And in that Regional West, City of Derry were due to play Letterkenny. Did you any score from there?
I didn't, Miles. I think that game was called off from what I heard yesterday. I don't know what reasons it was.
OK, we'll go to the All-Ireland League, Division 2B. Sunday's Well, 36, City of Derry, 19, a long journey down to Cork, and no points.
No points, Miles. And, you know, after the scariest game last year, when you were I was talking to a few of the players during the week at the gym, and you know, they were hopeful that they would maybe come away with Sunday's Well with some, because Sunday's Well's really had only 2 points before this game. But I think sometimes league tables tend to lie. I was quite honest with the boys, and I said, you know, if you think you're going down to Sunday's Well, say come away with an easy victory or even a hard victory, I says, you know, Sunday's Well playing down in Cork, they'll not be easy. No Cork sides are, and they yesterday were just too strong for Derry, and that was, I think it was, they scored 6 tries. I think I scored half time. It was reasonably close, but in the second half they ran on 4 tries. But from Derry's point of view, Miles, there's no AIL for the next 2 weeks. They're not involved next week because they were knocked out of the cup. And I think Trevor Wool has a lot of building to do. They're a very young side, and unfortunately, as I've said on numerous occasions, they just don't have the experience, and the players aren't there. And that's it, you know, if the players are not there, and you haven't got that experience, and people who are able to front up at these games, because there's a lot of hard games still to come, and you know, to get points in this league apart from Harlequins, it's going to be very, very hard.
Mm-hmm. Rainey got the points yesterday, beating Barn Hall 42-10. Good victory for Rainey.
Good victory for Rainey. They're up in the top three, and I think they'll have a say at what goes on in the promotion stakes this year. They've recruited a couple of very, very good players, and you know, they're a club that has got a good second 15. I should have mentioned there, City of Derry's problems is that their second 15, Miles, is not strong enough for players to move up onto that level. Rainey have a good squad of players, and if they have two or three injuries, they're able to fill in, and it still doesn't weaken the side. But that was a very good result yesterday against Barnahall, who are a pretty stubborn side, and certainly the Hattrick Park team will be delighted with that result.
AIL 2C, Sligo too strong for Oma. Oma got off to a good start in the league, but a 52-15 defeat is fairly substantial.
It is, and I said last week, you know, I mentioned the fact that, and I think Oma were very aware of it, Sligo last year just missed out on promotion, and they are probably the strongest side in that league. And this was a big yardstick. And I think I was talking to Al McCannon after the game yesterday, and he was saying that they were disappointed because they were over the line near the end and would have had a 4th try and would have had a try bonus point. Not that he said they were anywhere near going to be good enough to beat them, because he said they were totally outplayed. But, you know, almost scored 3 tries, which at least, you know, shows that they had possession and they were able to do that. But, I mean, you know, there'll be a lot more easier games for Oma. But Sligo, when you look at the results even last year, they are going to be the team to beat. And maybe, Miles, with the great start that Oma got, you know, that big result against Beck, they've drawn with Middleton and beaten Brough. Maybe a little defeat like that there doesn't do a team any harm, because it makes them realise this isn't as easy as we thought it might be.
And interprovincial, I suppose you could call it, rugby Pro 14, Ulster, and go back to winning ways, beating Connacht 16-8.
Back to winning ways, Miles, but still not convinced. There's definitely something still wrong, and you know, I still think that that next Friday night at the Kingspan, they're capable of beating Wasps, who are not going all that well at the moment. And somehow, in the first game of the Champions Cup, or the old Heineken Cup as it was, Ulster always produced a pretty useful performance. But, I mean, it's going to be very, very difficult. And the referee, Andrew Brace, last Friday night, now he's one of the up-and-coming guys from Dublin, and I think both teams and both coaches were asked about it, and they were very diplomatic. There were some strange decisions on both sides, I have to say. I mean, I don't think he favoured either side, but he missed a lot, and maybe there was a couple of things that they should have picked up. But in that first half, Ulster butchered three tries. They had three line breaks, and all they had to do was catch the ball. The first time it was dropped, the second time it was forward. And, you know, if you don't pick up your tries... Having said that, the try, I don't know if you saw it, Miles, the try that Peterto and Stockdale had between them was an absolute, could be the try of the season. Absolute fantastic. Broken play from about 70 metres. Peterto made a break to Stockdale, and back to Peterto and back out to Stockdale.